I really like John's commercial. He was talking about guns and things like that. He says, and just shoot him an email. I think, how appropriate to say shoot him an email. Anyway, we are back with our second guest today, and that is Mark R. Elsas. He is an environmentalist, a filmmaker, a poet, an entrepreneur, a developer, but most of all, he's a researcher, and he just does a lot of heavy-duty research that is, well, it's kind of sad, kind of demoralizing, but if we know what we're up against, then we can certainly fight it a lot easier than if we remain ignorant. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Deanna. It was a good first hour with Michael.
Indeed.
Yep, I'm on his mailing list, and as you probably know, I always put out one or two of his articles that he puts
right.
out.
And it's really strange because he's not a Spaniard. He's
right.
But anyway, I
a lot of British people go to southern Spain and Portugal to retire.
Yes,
it's a beautiful area. I was going to begin with a quote from the Bible. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. And when I was thinking this, another thought came into my head, which was a quote from a film. What we've got here is failure to communicate, which is from the film Cool Hand Luke. And this is what I'm thinking about the mass, you know, through all different false flag events in the history. It seems to be around 89, 90, 91, 92% of people fall for the false flag. And now you would think that number would go down because of the internet and 9/11 and the weapons of mass destruction, and Libya was attacking its own people, and Syria had chemical weapons, and all these have been thoroughly debunked. But people still seem to have fallen for this big con. And I do realize this is the big con. And there is the agenda, as I've written, today is the 59th day since I've realized this so-called pandemic wasn't a pandemic. And every day I've been trying my best to make others aware of this and what the end game will be if we let it happen. What we are witnessing is a well-planned-out game theory warfare with the end result being a complete enslavement of us all. What we are witnessing is demonically evil. And I've had friends. I'm still on Facebook. I was about to leave because I don't use these Jewish corporations that censor people. And I probably will leave Facebook soon, but I've had just one like microcosm of this whole episode of this last 2 months since I've recognized this. I've had one person after another, you know, say that stop putting out misinformation, da da da, and I would try to edify them with the best research that I have. I mean, I have a Corona playlist on my BitChute channel that is second to none, is what it comes down to.
Right.
I have the greatest links in the world of 75% of them or 80% of doctors that are real doctors, real honest.
And you're not trying to pat yourself on the back.
No.
You worked. I know you worked night and day. Finding the information and making it available. And I think that the problem is that people are so programmed. People don't know what they don't know. And people are very much programmed. They're very much in tune with authority figures. If they go to their doctor, they see the white coat and the stethoscope and they figure,
Yep.
oh, he's an authority, or they look at the newsman on TV and say, oh, he wouldn't lie to us. Look, he's got such a kind face. People are programmed. They were programmed in the government schools, and they continue to be programmed by government-run media operations that are
And you
owned
know,
by a very, very small number of people.
there's only five news organizations that run America. And so you just tipped me off, as I, you know me, tangentially, I'll jump from one subject to another. There was a professor from Harvard that came out very recently and said homeschooling should be illegal. And oh yeah, and it went on. I have the notes somewhere in my notes. I made, of course, copious notes for our interview so I can try to touch on major topics. But she more or less said, you know, we have to instill our democratic principles in the public schools. And so the whole world is, you know, inside out, topsy-turvy, with pink polka dots. It's very hard to bear. So I had many people come up to me on Facebook, and I try not to deal with people one-on-one, but some people I've known for a long time, and one in particular was a friend I've known, and it just happened this week, a friend I've known for more than 50 years, and from back in New York City, Elmhurst, and I love him and his wife and his family, and they're in my prayers every day, so they're very close, and I saw on the feed on Facebook that she was full of fear. And she was putting out fear. And so I said, look, take a look at this doctor and this doctor. I put like one or two or three links. And this happened over a few days. I kept on seeing fear come out from her when I would go through the feeds on Facebook. I didn't go to her page and post it. I just posted it on one of her links. So I get an email through Facebook, and it said, this is upsetting me. Please stop. And I said, sure, I'll stop, but what is upsetting you? And of course, she didn't answer the question. She came back to me and she said, your post on my Facebook page is upsetting. And so that was that. But this is, and the, you know, and she knows me for more than 40 years. And so there's two things going on here. There's this, like you were saying, this inculcation, this propaganda from, you know, from womb to grave, that I realize, of course, but it's also a dismissing of my intellect. And she knows exactly who I am. And I'm not trying to put myself up on a pedestal again, but yet I've done what I've done in this life. And so for her to dismiss out of hand, instead of saying, oh my God, you know, Mark is a pretty smart guy, let me take a look at what he's saying. And that's what sort of gets me, and it's not my ego that's getting me, it's just the mathematical common sense of it. And the friendship, the love and friendship, these people are very, they've been very close to me. And yet they don't even, you know, Mark is, I guess he's just crazy, once again. But yet he was right on every other kind of false flag that I've ever known him to talk about. So that it's so the inculcation is a lot deeper than we realize, is what I'm trying to get here. And it's disturbing. And it doesn't seem like, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to change. But yet I wake up every day and try to do the best research, like you were saying, and I've doubled down on this because I realize where we are. And I don't like to sound like fear-mongering or whatever, but this is for all the marbles, and people are not recognizing that. I mean, some people are. Some people, I've been looking at different people doing videos, like the Dollar Vigilante. I've known him for a long time, but I just sort of went back to him in the last few weeks because I stumbled on one of his videos, and I go, oh my God, this guy understands almost every aspect of what's going on. And so and there's a lot of people, you know, that are putting out exemplary work. James Corbett had a piece
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes, it
that
was very good.
lies, damn lies, and COVID statistics or something.
Right.
It's an hour and 8 minutes, and it's essential to listen to this, because he summarizes this in a very professional and way that it's just indisputable. He also
right.
put out another little piece, like 9 or 10 minutes, A Letter to the Future, which was really beautiful. These people would rather stay in their fear than to try to enlighten themselves with.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that people, because I've talked to some people this past week, and they are willing to, I guess there's some sort of $1,200 check that's going to go out to everybody, and people think, oh, if I can just get the vaccine, everything's going to be okay, and I'll get this check. And I just do not understand why people would be willing to give up their
liberty, security
and their liberty,
yeah,
and fall for this without even questioning the facts, or without questioning anything. I just cannot believe that people are that naive to believe that the government is your friend. The government has never, never been your friend. The government taxes you.
They use coercion on everything. That's what it comes down to.
Here, we'll give you this if you'll do that. That kind of a thing?
Yeah, or else we'll throw you behind bars. Do what we say. You see, I don't have it in front of me, but I put a link from Frank Zappa, who was a musician.
Oh, right.
And it said, you know, the end game is when they're tired of playing the game, they'll just move the chairs and tables back. They'll unfurl the curtain, and you'll see the brick wall.
Right. And yes.
So this is what, and this is where we are right now. We've been faced with the brick wall, and there was somebody else that brought this up. He said that it's the door is closed on them, because they're like going for broke, meaning the powers that be, mm-hmm. on this. They're going for broke, and the door is closed. So this is why I've doubled and tripled down, and I've just really honed in on 90% of my work is to get the best information from the mostly best doctors, honest doctors in the world. Because that's the way when you prefaced it a few minutes ago, people believe in the white coat and stethoscope. They
right.
believe. So that's why I've honed in on that primarily to do. And just so it was sort of like akin to my, you know, Rudolf Hess piece. I picked up Rudolf Hess out of history because he flew for peace. Wait a second. That's incongruent with the whole story. Incongruent with the whole story. Of you know, the Germans wanted to take over the world. Wait a second. But the third in command flew to England for peace. Wait a second. Maybe I should look at the story again. So this is what I always try to get my foot in the door to break the spell. And that, by the way, I wrote this little thing. And every day I've been trying my best to make others aware of this end game. I have uploaded over 500 videos, with almost half of them dealing with all aspects of the hexing spell that the demonic forces have cast upon the whole earth.
And right. And that is on the schedule page. If the listeners will visit the schedule page at spingolo.com, click on the radio schedule on the left-hand side, you will see the links to Mark's videos. And it's really imperative that you look at it. Is to me,
share them, share them,
share them.
It's just, and TruthStream Media a few days ago, and I re-uploaded it, mirrored it, put out a 12-minute and 36-second, very interesting piece. They do excellent work in almost everything they put out. TruthStream, those the couple, and it's called The Characteristics of Initiation Ritual. And they go into a very, very undercover, the underbelly of what's going on. All the different little rituals that were like wearing the mask. And it's like, I heard Michael say, it's like trying, you know, and I've been telling this to people, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a garden fence.
Right.
people just don't understand if this is a virus, and I'm saying inside quotes, because we'll get to that later, but a virus, people don't understand how small it is. You need an electron microscope, so the pores of a mask.
Right, or useless. It's just ridiculous.
Except for what you said, that your lack of oxygen and automobile accidents are occurring from it.
Exactly.
Right.
I've only worn a mask twice. I went to the post office one time, and right after that I went to the UPS office. And the policies and practices that they had initiated at the post office and at the UPS office left me dumbfounded. You had to wait outside to wait until the previous person went into the UPS office. And it was like everybody had leprosy, for Pete's sake. And I was so upset when I got home because of just the stupidity of the whole thing.
No, because you realize the full extent of where they're going and how fast they can control people.
Exactly.
And it's very disturbing that your fellow Americans have been so easily duped.
Exactly.
And where are people standing up for anything? Well, you see, this gets me to the sort of second thing I wanted to bring up, which is I almost didn't watch this. Somebody said you should watch this, Mark, and I put it on, and I said, oh, this is but if it wasn't from a certain source, I would have shut it off, and because the first few minutes made it seem like it was just phony to me. But then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I'm really happy I didn't shut this off. And it's called Corona Plandemic by Rooster's House, and I'll post it in the during the break. And it shows a WHO, and I'll put that link in it too, coronavirus disease training simulation exercise. And you see this website on the WHO site, World Health Organization, and the amount of work that it would take to put this website together, it is something that I've actually dreamed about, to uncover a very similar type of inside, it's like one of those Russian eggs.
Multi-layers. Right.
Yeah,
the dolls. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the amount of layers that this has and the links to it on each little layer, beyond phenomenal. We're talking a long time to create.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. And this goes along with what I brought up 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, excuse me, scenario, which was a document that came out 10 years ago, May of 2010, Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, which was put out by the Rockefeller Foundation and Global Business Network, which it was the blueprint for the exercise that's going on right now. And this is the whole lockdown and how, and like I said, I began this twice, your show, with this game theory warfare. Well, game theory is a math that Forbes, there was a film made on it, A Beautiful Mind. And John Forbes came up with this, who had schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever it was. And he won the Nobel Prize for it. It's a way of playing like 3D chess, where you can pull a string over here. What you see is you see five moves, six moves ahead. And so you can create something, have total, like, plausible deniability, because six steps later, you know with, 98.6% accuracy that this is what's going to happen, is the outcome of what you did. And so there's no, the five steps in between it just dissolve away that you did it. And so this is what is happening. But it's like hidden in plain sight. Everything they're doing, it's such an overkill. I mean, just the mass media overkill of this whole episode is should, of course, tell one.
Right. And why? Why is the question?
Right.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
With you and me, we all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good,
to live in harmony. Okay. You don't want to hear me sing. Trust
either,
me.
Me either. And I almost started singing with you. You know, okay. Every time I hear that, Deanna, I think of Stevie Wonder. I don't know why.
I just love that song.
It's excellent.
It is so beautiful, and it is how I feel.
I think of the song by Stevie Wonder of Songs at the Key of Life, Love's in Need of Love Today.
Yeah,
which is one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever heard in my life. And I haven't heard it in about a couple of years. And that's what's needed. By the way, the bottom line here is that, you know, there's only two things. It's either, I'm sorry, I messed up your introduction back in.
No, you're good.
It's only love or fear. There's only two sides of this ledger. And so you're either going to join in with the fear, which is now known to cause, of course, dis-ease and very harm.
Yes,
stress. Distress, right. It caused dis-ease. When I remember stumbling upon this a few decades ago, disease is dis-ease. And it's like, wow. And this constant state that we're in of this fear that they've been putting out.
That's part of the whole scheme, is to make everybody so fearful that they will reach toward anything that seems to give them a little inkling of hope. Oh, good, we get this $1,200 check. Oh, good, I get to go back to work in 2 months. Oh, good, the stores will be open at some point in time.
But there's going to be other ways.
Right.
Okay? This is the opening salvo here.
See, it shouldn't have happened to begin with.
Of course not. I mean, I can just say two things quickly. When I was born, January 8th, 1958, there was in the middle of the worst pandemic or severe epidemic that the world has had since 1918, 1919, misnomer Spanish influenza, at which around 100,000 Americans died in right when I was born. And there wasn't any of this. And it's 1968, a rather bad one hit again, but rather bad flu. And of course, there was an article by the Israeli guy, Gilad Osman. I always pronounce people's names wrong, you know that. Sorry. And he's part of this group I'm in. Anyway, he put out a I forget the name of the article exactly, but is COVID-19 one of the side effects amnesia?
Right.
And I was like, and it was an excellent article. Yes, it must be, because he opens up and he says, does anybody remember what happened in between 2017 2018? And he gives all these facts and numbers, and long story short is that there was 80,000 deaths. It was the most severe case really since 1957-58 in the United States, what happened in 2017-18, and nothing happened. There was no mass hysteria.
Right, so, there was nothing. And even if you go back to the 1918 situation during the First World War, Schmedley Butler he decided that he was going to have his troops, and they were in France at the time. He made sure that they had good sanitary conditions, that they had proper food, proper everything, and he didn't lose any men. It's a matter of fear. It's a matter of, well, there's a lot of things, but there's another side story to that, but we won't go into that.
Well, it's also that, you know, it's been put out that a hospital, Boston General, I think it was, tested to see if it was contagious. And they tried everything, and they couldn't make it infect other people from one person to another.
Right.
So this is why I made the bold statement 2 weeks ago on your show that it doesn't look like the whole germ virus theory as I is built on lies.
It is.
And this happened from Pasteur to today.
And right.
It's been built on one lie on top of another lie on top of another lie. I have in the coronavirus playlist, I have them listed. Not only just, I didn't put them in haphazardly because you can only put like a certain amount of characters, which is not really good, but that's what way it is. So I had to keep taking off, but I put them up there, which I feel the highest importance. I put my own first, of course, but link with you from 2 weeks ago. But beside that, I believe they're listed in the importance of, and the first three are from Dr. Cohen, C-O-W-A-N,
mm-hmm.
and who has been on the forefront of this. And what a beautiful man. I re-listened to it. Well, I just listened to his third of the series late last night. And he says about Sleeping Beauty. He said, everybody read the Sleeping Beauty fairy tale. And I'll tell you, we'll pick it up.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Without my sing-along here. There was a very short video that has been going, making its way around the internet, and it's the White House press corps caught on hot mic. Take off the masks. It's a hoax, and apparently 101,000 people have seen that. It was put out on April 21st, and
I almost re-uploaded that.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that is a very troublesome thing is the fact that a lot of the people who worked at, for instance, the Smithfield, Smithfield Foods, they had to shut down their meat processing plants in Missouri and Wisconsin after the massive so-called coronavirus outbreak, and that was after they closed the South Dakota factory. And so you have a lot of, they destroyed, I don't know, 2 million chickens because they weren't able to process them. And it's spring. What about all the farmers who are planting or have planted crops that are now unable to harvest them and get them to the people who need them, who need to eat?
Yeah, this is what's a lot of people are beginning to put out in the last week or so, is that the supply chain is being disrupted in all of this, and it seems to be more than being disrupted. What you just
destroyed.
Brought up. Yes, it's a controlled demolition. It's like, I put this out to people, it's like 9/11, but millions of times worse. And that's exactly what it is. And you're seeing a controlled demolition before your eyes. And it is millions of times worse. So I just wanted to finish what I was saying about Dr. Cowan. And I found him... he's such an intelligent, well-spoken, articulate, loving man, much like you are a woman, in that he goes, and even said in the beginning, sometimes I get emotional, and I didn't realize it until the end of what I'm about to say. And so he said to read Sleeping Beauty, and so long story short is the prince comes and he says, I'm not afraid to wake her up. The thorns won't get me. I have no fear. And that's the gist of the story, is to overcome our fears. If you say, it's like, how do people walk across burning embers? you know, the firewalkers. How does that happen? How are miracles created? It's the positiveness of the situation. But I believe you need the facts. Okay, this is why I do what I do, many reasons. But I put out the research, the best research I can find in the world, especially about this now, to enlighten people so then they can see for themselves.
Well,
go ahead.
I think that people have a moral obligation to share what they have learned and not seek to keep it to themselves.
Yes, I can't help myself.
If you know something that would help somebody else, you're morally obligated to share that information, even if it's not very good information. It's not credible, but it's not going to make a lot of people happy.
Right. Ignorance is bliss. That's what I was brought up in the beginning of the show. Is that these friends who I know for 50 years know and love me, yet they don't respect me enough to say, "Oh my God, Mark is telling us something here," coming from you know MDs.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather just stay willfully ignorant, as George Collin would say,
mm-hmm.
and be in fear. And that's the strangeness of this. That's the unbelievable part of this that is the total disconnect for me. That how can that happen? But I've seen it before, you know, Holocaust revisionism and things like that with other friends of mine. They just didn't that love me, but said goodbye. And I've seen it with 9/11. Same thing.
Right. People like to believe that people who are good, honest, decent people would never ever consider that there are people in the world who aren't like them. I would never dream of hurting somebody. Therefore, other people probably wouldn't want to hurt other people too. But
right.
That's not the case. There are other forces out there.
Right. That's what I brought up about, you know, I was like that, but not so much like that. But I did have this trust in people because I was brought up not to lie. And that was the number one thing. Don't lie. And you know, do unto others as you'd want done to you. That was the calling card at how I was brought up in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And so, but I saw through it, you know, after I realized you slapped me across the face a few times and I get it. So how many times, what I'm getting at is how many times can these people take, you know, get, that's what I brought up earlier, you know, I don't know, you go from JFK to Vietnam to, and that's why I used to put out, I have this actually paste and cut thing from American Exceptionalism, 50 Ways the American Dream Has Turned Into a Nightmare, which I published in August 2014. And I took, at the end of it, it has all the false flags events. And so I cut and paste that and just show people. I said, "You're going to be fooled again? Don't tell me you don't know." And so, and just to try to slap them across the face to wake up and take a look at this. So anyway, back to Cowan, to let me finish this little part of it, is that he came on and he goes, "Look," he was more or less saying what I'm saying. He goes, he said it in a much, much more loving way, that we're being poisoned. We're being poisoned, and I could, you know, from every aspect. And he says the messenger is the water, and that it's not going to turn out well, no pun intended, if we don't change our ways. And he started tearing up as he was saying this. And I was like, my God, you don't see very many men be able to show that. And I just was like, wow. And I knew, already know this man is one of the highest people on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. And so for him to realize the full, this is what I'm doing. This is, like I said, it's for all the marbles. We're about to go extinct as a species. That's why I've been
pushed.
Okay, that's my own feeling. All right. And because of the cumulative damage that we have done, which is manifesting itself in disease, we ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, we're going to get a real one.
Well, I think that there are several dimensions I believe in energy medicine. I believe very, very strongly in energy medicine, and I believe that there are different dimensions that we're all here for a particular reason, to learn a particular thing, and then we kind of graduate and we go into another dimension that is quite, well, I think it's pretty close to our own Earth. I don't think it's like somewhere up on another planet, up in the sky somewhere. I believe that people who have perished are still within. They can still hear us. They can still, they know that we think about them. And we're here to learn something. And it's a progressive kind of thing. And there's going to be barbed wire along the way. There's going to be terrible things that happen along the way. And I think that we shall, that this loving intelligence that I believe in, not some god with a long beard, but this loving intelligence that I believe in, puts us in the situation where we will learn that we will learn something. We're all learning something from this experience. We're all graduating. We are all at different levels. And
Right, and I try not to
and
put
it's
anyone
okay.
down. Right, I try not to put anybody else down by saying what I said earlier. I'm not, everybody has their own walk, their own walk in this life. I'm just saying that I see the future, and I've seen it. I know why I'm on this planet. I know why I've been put here. And by the way, what you're saying is correct scientifically. Near-death experiences and how they come back, scientifically proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Just like reincarnation has been, as far as I believe, scientifically proven, not just you think it is, religiously. So we have, but we have, like you were saying, responsibility. And this goes back to, when I wrote Holocaust Revisionism. My own sister told me, "Don't publish this, and don't do it." After I wrote a 170-page paper, "Don't do it because you know what's going to happen." And so I said, "Yes, I realize what's going to happen, but who would I be if I didn't put it out?" And that's, you have to walk the walk in this life to the best of one's ability. And for me to see what I see about to happen. And all the different aspects, and we can get into this, all the different aspects of this nightmare that we're walking into willingly. And most of these people, these 90% of people still, maybe it's a little less, maybe it's 85, 88% now because of all the false flags that people see through this. But, and that's enough if we actually got together and really worked unbelievably to waken up the next 1%, 2% next to us that are almost there. That's the whole game, is to wake up the people that are on the fence. This is why I told you 2 weeks ago, I write to certain people like McCullough or Paul Craig Roberts. Actually, I called out Paul Craig Roberts this week. He put out an article, and I disputed it, and I said, "Write a retraction, or else I'm going to out your ass."
Oh, well.
And it's just, and he knew. So it was like controlled opposition, and I went, "You've done, remarkable work in this thing and that thing, and but this is, you're too intelligent not to understand." And
Well, we when I was talking to a dear friend of mine, and there comes a point where if somebody does not want to accept your information or just are totally disbelieving it,
let go.
then don't just let go.
Yes.
Don't waste your energy and get frustrated by trying to convince somebody.
No, I don't try to convince anybody. I just
No.
put it out there. I just
You
told them.
put exactly.
I just said, it's impossible for me to understand that you don't get it. You're too intelligent. So what's
Right.
going on? So what's going on here? I called them out personally, and I told them, like, maybe I'll out you in public because what you're doing is you're part of the problem. And you see what I see. I've seen this on and on for years, for decades. I see people, when we're at the position we are now, their true colors come out. Okay? And it's like, it's very disturbing. And yet, right, you have to let it go. Of course, you can't dwell on it. You try your best to give them information or whatever, and that's it. And I've had these things like on Facebook. I've had people come at me here and there, and I've dropped I don't know how many people off. I just said, I try. I'll give you some information. Take a look. And they just, you know, whatever. They say just the most absurd things. They don't know what they're talking about. And I just say, okay, goodbye. I'm unfriending you.
Well,
thank you so much.
Sometimes you just, in order to not be frustrated yourself, you do have to pick what you want to spend your time on. And there's certain things that people can do every day that will buoy them up to better handle whatever happens. And I don't know. I'm a big Jim Quick fan, and he's coming out with this book, Limitless. It comes out on Tuesday. But some of the things that he says, just start your day off, make your bed,
yes.
Before you leave the room, take a cold shower. Would you believe cold showers will boost your immune system? So you have you have to do things. And he said, okay, brush your teeth. Well, everybody brushes their teeth. He says, no, brush your teeth with your opposite hand.
Right.
If you're right-handed, use your left hand. And what he's saying is, excel in your own life. Make changes in your own life so that you are more prepared to assist others, not necessarily to say, oh, you're wrong and you're right or this or that, but to be able to buoy other people up.
It's interesting you bring this up, Deanna, because I wrote last night, I just added this to my notes, and I spent some time on it, and I wasn't going to broach this, and it's the next thing I'm supposed to say, and you're saying it. And I wrote this. It's
called symbiotic.
What you can do for your health, it's called. And I'll just go over it.
Sure.
Try to get some sun on a lot of your body each day. So not just your face.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go for a walk, run, swim, stretch, yoga each day. Try to meditate or pray each day. Try to plant a small garden with vegetables and flowers. Try to sleep for between 6.5 and 8.5 hours each night. Try to eat organic. And I have the best foods: garlic, asparagus, lemon, limes, blueberries, avocados, broccoli, almonds, onions, tomatoes, carrots, walnuts, eggs, brown rice, oats, green beans, kidney beans, lentils, good cheese, good whole milk, raw milk, yogurt, butter, potatoes, and dark chocolate, bananas, apples, oranges, and strawberries. Try not to consume products high in sugar, corn syrup, aspartame. Try to do intermittent fasting once or twice a week. Try to have positive thoughts and be grateful. Try to help someone less fortunate than yourself. And here's something. Try to supplement with the following. This is not medical advice. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams three times a day after each meal. At least 1,000 milligrams. You can move that up if you want, but I would start at 1,000 milligrams after each meal. Vitamin D3, 5,000 international units twice a day after lunch and dinner. A good B complex once a day after dinner. Zinc, 75 milligrams once a day after dinner. Vitamin K2, MK7, 100 micrograms once a day after dinner. Iodine, natural triiodine, 12.5 milligrams once a day or once every other day after lunch. A good multivitamin and multi-mineral once a day. And of course, there's a lot more of herbs and mushrooms.
Okay, we'll be right back. And our guest these last 2 hours is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. And we were just talking about vitamins and some of the other things that you can do each day. And one of the things that that Jim Quick suggests is that he says, when you first get up, a lot of times people will immediately look at their telephone. Now, I don't use a cell phone, but he said they will immediately look at their cell phone, and then they'll get off and start watching YouTube videos, or they get distracted, and then you look at the clock and you've wasted 2 hours when you could have been doing something very productive. Don't let your technology influence or take away from the beneficial things that you should be doing in the morning to prepare yourself, like meditating, and like doing your cold showers and preparing for the day. And you decide what you want to do. Don't let your email make that choice for you. Don't waste your time watching things, and then 3 hours later you think, oh my gosh, I haven't done this or I haven't done that. You take control of your time, and you decide how to spend it, and be productive, and not let your time take control of you.
This is, I forget the stat on that, but I remember stumbling upon that, how many people, what percentage of people, first thing they do is take a look at their phone, and as soon as they wake up. And now I believe it's up to between 125 and 150 times a day people look at their phone.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. No. And this is, so this is worse than heroin. I've said that.
Oh, right.
I said that a long time ago. Yes,
it is.
The smartphone addiction is, it's, and I understand. Look, I've been in front of a screen for now. It's going to be the 23rd year, my anniversary of creating the largest network in the world. I spent 12 hours a day, every day, pretty much for the last 23 years, working in front of a screen.
But I bet that you actually get dressed. You're not sitting there in your pajamas. You actually.
The first thing I do is make my bed.
Yes. Exactly. You are planning to do your day. This is what your job is.
It's not wasting time taking pictures of myself and playing games.
Right.
I'm doing it for to enlighten the rest of humanity.
And some people sleep with their cell phone under their pillow or in their bedroom. and what you should do, and what I do, most people have Wi-Fi. If you have more than one computer, I have Wi-Fi. But when I am in my office and I'm on the radio program, I turn the Wi-Fi off because I don't want to have that frequency messing around with my frequencies.
I threw the Wi-Fi out.
And that's good.
And I'm going to tell you, real interesting. I was having unbelievable discomfort on the, especially the right side of my body,
mm-hmm.
and the discomfort left me over many months after. I felt within a day, within 2 days, within 3 days, it was like an inverse square law in reverse, of feeling better, getting away from the Wi-Fi and. It was just beyond incredible. And finally, I realized like a few months later that this pain that I've had for the longest time is not there anymore.
You exactly.
Know, you brought up something that back to Dr. Cohen said, Cowan, that which is real interesting, the healing. And you got to look at the last, it's only an hour, 59 minutes. The last one he just put out Thursday, his webinar. And I have it. It's number two on that Corona playlist. Is that he said somebody gave him another doctor that he really respects. They were at a conference and blah 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 blah. And he gave them this. These different shapes. Oh, I can't enunciate it correctly. These different like shapes that put on somebody's right over their heart chakra.
Oh, right, yes.
And that he said he put it out to his clientele without his people knowing around them, and people said, oh my God, you have 63, and they got a little, he laughed, he goes, they got a little annoyed with me because I put it out without telling them, and he just said, I want to see what this does. And anyway, we'll follow it up.
Okay, we will pick this up on the other side of the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about energy and how it affects you. Okay, be right back. is Mark R. Elsis, and his website, his main one, is loveearth.net.
Oh, I forget about that one. Go to bitchute.com/earthnewspaper and
okay.
Go there, and that's where I've been putting my energy. I have over 500 videos there now.
Okay.
And so
shoot that to me and be a,
sure.
Scribe it to me.
I just wanted to say, to harken back to the health and all that, what you should do. I am very grateful to RBN once again, to be there for me and you and others to try to disseminate the truth the best we can to other people so they can then disseminate it to their close friends and neighbors and try to make this a better world for our future generations. And so
absolutely.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Deanna.
I've been with RBN for almost 10 years now, and I was just a little nobody that was I had been writing on the internet from 2005 on it, and then.
And how many books you already wrote by then? When did you write those?
The trilogy was in 2009 and 10, and I thought, I'm done with those. What am I going to do now?
A little nobody that wrote one of the greatest trilogies there are.
But it has been censored. But so be it. But getting back to this energy
right. And
sleeping at night, I'm in my second year. I'm starting my second year to be a certified energy practitioner, and energy. My hearing has improved. It can strengthen your hearing. I sleep all night long. And it's hard to believe. I was very sick 2 years ago. And the reason I'm so interested in the COVID thing is because people in the wintertime, bears hibernate, people are, and the earth is kind of in a resting period.
The northern hemisphere, right, go ahead.
Nobody's planting anything.
Right.
We are supposed to be resting and taking care of ourselves. But instead, we have Christmas, and we have stress, and we have this, and we have that. So if people are going to get sick, it will be during the winter, which is COVID-19 falls into place. If you're going to get sick, that's when it's going to happen.
And by the way, yes, the deaths by month, I looked this up a little while ago, because I was talking to my one of the few people I talk to in this world, my older cousin Brian, who's 83 years old and lives in Brooklyn, New York. And anyway, the highest death rate is in January, and followed by, like, next to it is December and February, very close, and very close next to that is March. So this is when the highest death rates are. And that is because most people live in the Northern Hemisphere, and we get less sunlight, of course.
Right.
And that's, by the way, that's why when this thing came out, it came out in around December 1st in China, supposedly. Okay? So whether it was put out, whether it was created in a bio lab and put out, this, you know, it goes back.
There's so many theories about where it came from.
Well, yeah, is it natural? Is it bio-made is number one? Was it released on purpose or wasn't? That's the big two things about that. And regardless, you know, it's the ill intent after it. So it makes it seem like yes, it was created on purpose, and yes, it was released on purpose, because you see the aftermath. That's what they're trying to do, and so you would think that it could be the way. So,
but it's not the first time, like the bird flu, and all the other things. Going back to smallpox, when the United States invaded the Philippines, they were a population that didn't know anything about smallpox, had no clue about what it was. They were a virgin population, and they shipped all of these vaccines that were not used over to the Philippines and forced smallpox vaccines on this native population, and then they had three pandemics of smallpox. So this is not a new theory. This is not a new situation. This is something that has been happening for quite a long time.
It makes me think of right away of Bill Gates and his vaccinations in India, where it caused a 500,000 girls to be paralyzed.
Sterile.
It
just, you're right.
Sterile. Yeah, and the African thing, the whole sterilization. And his father was, you know, the head guy at Planned Parenthood. One other thing Cowan said was, I say, try not to consume fluoride, especially in your water. And at the end of his last webinar, he comes out and he said three things, and one of them was about water. And he to get the best water that we can, because our water, of course, has everything in it. I very, very bluntly say we're drinking Cleopatra's piss water. Because the water cycle that not many people know, it's between 8 and 15 million years for the water to cleanse itself, all right? And so what we're doing to the water, I mean, we now know fish are becoming androgynous, hermaphrodites, because of we have 100,000 man-made chemicals that are made their way into the water. We're all drinking birth control and Viagra at the same time. We're drinking all of these. It's just the water. And that's why Cowan was always, he says really eloquently that the water is telling us. And this is from the doctor, what was his name? Emoto from Japan on the water. And I've been following this for like 18, 20 years now, this whole water aspect of this, how water has memory. And it's telling us that we have a major problem, and it's coming out in water. I mean, that's how they say, is there other life on other planets? Is there water there?
Right. Okay. Well, I distill my own water. And then, of course, if you have a distiller and you're distilling your water, you absolutely have to put the trace minerals back
exactly.
in.
Exactly, yes.
Because distilling it takes the trace minerals out. And please don't put it in plastic containers after it's distilled.
And that's the other thing.
All
plastics, right. Plastics in the water.
Exactly.
And they can't get them out. And it's like we're breathing in like about almost 5 grams of plastic. What is it, a week? Or I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's like, or a month. It's just the whole plastic pollution thing is just beyond.
It's horrible.
We're so out of control that it's bless us, man.
We do have a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
So let's take Andy in Texas. Andy? Andy on one. Yoo-hoo! Andy is not there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Andy, welcome. You have a question?
Oh, you got me?
Yes, uh-huh.
No. Oh, a question and comment. We really kind of missed that guy on Sundays. They used to be on RBN. I forget his name, Dr. something or other, but he was Water Wars. He told us a whole bunch about the way they were destroying our water and whatnot. But getting back to, so I just wanted to kind of get on a precept that, so what we're seeing is these people have destroyed our economy. Our food chain is disrupted. We have no idea how long, but the big thing here is that they keep talking about this second wave that's coming up. Second wave, second wave, second wave. And what is going on while we're all locked down right now? It seems that people are catching pictures of these businesses putting 5G up everywhere. And then we learn, if you studied anything about 5G, that the symptoms of 5G is that of the flu. And so you scare us with the COVID-19, which is a flu, and then all of a sudden you let us go back to work, and we warned you, we told you there was going to be a second wave, and then they turn on the 5G, and here comes all these different deaths and stuff, and that's their second wave. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know, but I do know that they're putting 5G up everywhere, and everything I've studied is talking about it being a flu-like symptom.
Right, it's just the frequency of 5G, and it's rolled out in 21 cities now in the United States. New York City is one of the major places it's been rolled out.
Orlando was the first.
Yeah, well, Wuhan was actually the poster boy for this rollout, which is quite coincidental.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it is big.
Back last September, it was the first city really on Earth, major city that it was rolled out on to a large extent. So the coincidence of it showing up there, and I don't know, once again, if this was done on purpose or 5G has something to do with it, but yes, 5G, of course, has something to do with it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you read The Invisible Rainbow,
bingo,
by Arthur Fürstenberg, you will discover that there's, oh my gosh, and the other things to read, Dirty Electricity, there are several books that you can read about these frequencies, which right. are also can be mitigated through energy medicine. But the invisible rainbow
Faraday
is very
cages.
Good.
And do we all want to live in Faraday cages? Because they're now going to be beaming it down through the satellites. The Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of the world are putting up tens of thousands of satellites, which are already started. We're not going to have any choice in the matter. Knocking down cell, these towers.
It goes further than that. They've actually tuned in frequencies that your blood vessels and whatnot. They make a difference. They've tuned into the oxygen one.
That's right, exactly. 60 gigahertz. Right, it'll
Absolutely.
Take out 98% of the oxygen. That's why people seem to be like, dropping dead on the streets in Wuhan.
Oh, right.
That's exactly
and that's why
they,
that's
Wuhan, why, they gave us a hint.
Right. That's why Sidel, the doctor from New York City, said this looks like, what is the word of her? It's like mountain sickness. Climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, right.
You lose your oxygen.
Yeah, yeah. Or airplane. Airplane with no pressure.
Right. It's just thin air. You can't get the air in. So by the way, he's backed off. They've went after him. But at least that he came out and he tells the truth about these kind of things. The Earth. Schumann was a professor, and he came out and he said, oh my God, the Earth vibrates at a certain frequency, and it took him years, and then he figured it out with one of his proteges, and he honed down the frequency to 7.83 megahertz. That's what the Earth vibrates at. And then many years later, this was, I think I said this before in the show, but many years later in a small, and it was only put out, it was like in the back pages of a scientific literature, and somebody quite a few years later, stumbled upon this small little scientific pamphlet and saw his article on the back pages and said, oh my God, because he was working on EKG machines and what the brain vibrates at, the frequency, and it's the same. And so 7.83 megahertz. And so once we started introducing these different frequencies, of course, they're totally incongruent to what we're vibrating at. And of course, they're going to have detrimental ramifications and severe ones. And each time they go up, and now this 5G is like, it's a quantum leap worse than 4G in many different aspects of it, as far as I have studied. And I'm not an expert on top of this, like a scientific expert, but I know enough about it, looked into enough about it, that it is a detrimental beyond belief. And so...
Well, it's an SRI on steroids. I mean, now they can make you do things you don't want to do without even giving you the SRI. Because they can change your feelings now. This entire 5G thing is supposedly going to change... They can put thoughts in our minds. We're virtually going to be that AI robot. And then they're going to continue down the road, and we'll end up with a chip someday. And we're going to be so stupid.
Well, no, we're not going to be stupid. We're not going to be stupid. What their aim is transhumanism. That's where this is going.
Absolutely. Okay? You're right. Yes.
We're starting this, and I was going to get to this later, but I'll bring it up now. Bill Gates came out with a patent. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, I came on and read from the book of Revelation about the mark of the beast. And little did I know that he got a patent on March 26th, a few days earlier.
Cryptocurrency.
Right.
Cryptocurrency.
I have the patent. It's
what number is that patent?
2020-06-06-06.
Right. It's W 0020206006. And it's a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Uh-huh. And it's a body interface, digital currency. And here's a short little thing. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body's activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. That's a quote from Bill Gates. And so...
Well, here's something, just a little note on that. Here's something to think about, people. All of a sudden, Bill Gates is kind of the leader of this, but then we got Henry Kissinger. Of all the old ancient folks that we thought was made out of stone, he's speaking up again. Huh? Yep.
Oh, he's
same
always
thing
been,
that Bill Gates has been
he's
wanting.
He's always been a factor.
Well, yes,
he never went away.
I know, but he's jumped up today, not today, but in the recent future, he's jumped up and spoke about this. He's probably got, use the language, he probably got a hard on.
Look, he's a mass murderer from way back. He's from
absolutely.
Rockefeller.
And
he's from
a Rockefeller
protege that helped cover up the My Lai massacre, and it goes on and on. And he earned his stripes there, and he became the de facto. He's the guy that opened up China and started the petrodollar and all of this. We all know about our loving friend Henry Kissinger. Okay, it's just so. But you're correct. They pulled him out of the Woolworth, out of the woodwork, and like a cockroach.
Spider web.
Yeah, it's I had somebody brought this up. COVID is an acronym for Certificate of Vaccination ID.
Wow.
19.
Yeah. Right, and 19. Right. It goes to AI,
this is where I was going. Yes. You're right on it.
Well. I didn't get to where the end game is this. I was coming up to that, but the end game, there's something known as Moore's Law. Gordon Moore is the co-founder of Intel. He postulated in 65, re-upped it in 75, and cut to the chase, it was that the power of the computer will be able to put up, will be able to put double the amount of transistors on a chip every 18 or 24 months, and people said, you're crazy, but yet it happened. This is why I knew this Moore's Law. And so I told people all sorts of things. People saying, how do you know that? I said, because I realized Moore's Law and that, we're going to have audio on the internet and then we're going to have video. And they said, it's like people just, anyway, it's knowledge. It's scientific knowledge. So what we're coming to now is quantum computing. Do they have it? Do they have it not telling us? Because the quantum computing, which something would take a year with the fastest supercomputers we have, supposedly, a quantum computer will be able to do it in like a second. No exaggeration. Okay? So it's going to be so revolutionary. There will be no encryption that's good. It's hard to even bring into words the amount of change that it will bring about. But these people realize it, and I think they're further along in their quidbits, they're called, than they're telling us. Of course they are. D-Wave, it's called, and all this stuff. Go ahead.
Right. And Bill Gates started it all in his garage. And if you believe that, then...
here's something on Bill Gates that I saw from 60 Minutes. It was a piece on his partner, Paul Allen, his original partner. And Paul Allen wrote in his book, Idea Man, and he said, I had cancer in 2009, and I was walking by Bill Gates' office, and him and the partner that they brought in, Steve Ballmer, who's a total certified nut, but he brought him. He overheard the conversation, Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. And Gates is telling Ballmer, "We have to. What's the exact quote? We have to dilute all the shares of Paul Allen."
Wow.
Yeah. So I laugh because that says it all.
Right.
Your partner of over 20 years
is dying
of cancer.
And
let's steal Paul's money while he's dying of cancer.
Okay. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. So thank you, Andy, for calling in. Take care. We'll be right back.
Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if
we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All right, we are back. This is Tana, and we're talking to Mark R. Elsis. And somebody in the chat room made a comment that I would like to share with you, and I totally believe it. And we're hearing about all these things that they're going to do to us, that they're going to put chips in us, and if we are not good obedient citizens, that we won't be able to get food. And she said, fear puts you into a lower frequency.
Yes.
So I think that it's imperative that we do the best we can. None of us are going to get out alive, okay? But we're going to be, our happiness is going to be determined by how we respond to what is going on, about what we do to take care of ourselves and the people that we love, the people that we cherish.
Right. This is not about fear. This is not right. about putting out. This is about putting out information
sure.
to counteract, to stop what they're about to do.
Sure.
That's what this is, and don't misinterpret it for anything else. Yes, it sounds like it's. Yes, it's scary as hell. It's the most scary thing you can ever have face in your life.
Mark,
go ahead.
Mark, yes. No, I'm not saying this about the information you're putting out.
I know that. I realize that, Deanna. I'm just making a statement.
Yes.
That's what people believe. I know you're not saying that.
Yes.
This wasn't a defense of myself at all.
Right.
This was just a statement that put out.
Sure.
That it of course, I've heard people say that to me forever. And people that have fear. I said, no, this is not about fear. I'm telling you information to enlighten
right.
you so you can overcome your fear and actually be a responsible human being.
Exactly. And make choices that are good for you and your family.
We can either change ourselves and then change the world, because it starts with me and you.
Mm-hmm. And just like the song says, starts with...
Exactly. And it's just, you know, I wanted to say, James Perloff put out a wonderful piece
mm-hmm.
called COVID-19 Red Pilled.
Right.
And I just put it in the thing, and it's just an excellent, excellent article. I read the whole thing, and da-da-da. And I wanted to say another thing about Bill Gates. He's friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Not only friends with him, but he was on his plane and went down to his island after he got arrested for pedophilia.
In 2008, right.
And also, somebody in around the same time, I can't even remember the exact year, I think it was the same year, his engineer was caught with 6,000 pornographic images. And he only got 90 days. And so this is surrounding Gates. This, I mean, we can go on and on about who Bill Gates is, part of the Bilderberg Group, and the whole thing. And just lately, on Good Friday, they put out a spirit cooking artist, Marina Abramovich. Who's a Satanist, and she was in their new commercial. Which, by the way, I had the commercial on uploaded. I re-uploaded. I got it before they wiped it out. And I had the commercial, and it was pulled down. It was put out on Good Friday and pulled down on Good Friday.
And
this is done on purpose once again on Good Friday. This thing.
Sure. If you look at the Gates history and find out who he was associated with, what his father did, it's all very makes sense. Let's take Sebastian in Sweden. Excuse me, Sebastian.
Yes, sir. Hello, Dan. Your previous caller was talking about 5G, and just when he was calling, a friend of mine sent me over a map of 5G, the tracking map, and it tracks all the 5G points all throughout the world. So this is pretty really interesting, I think, because you can really go almost on the street level, but unfortunately you can't go over to find out where it's located. It's just a map, you know what street it's on, but you don't know exactly, you know, where. I think they wouldn't have that out because people would start sabotaging these 5Gs. But evidently Sweden only has one. It's in Stockholm. So, but other countries like our neighbors, like Finland, they have very many, and America has a lot all across the country. So, if this is something to do with the I'm not sure if it affects this flu that's going around, you know, but it is something to think about because it's really, I mean, 60 gigahertz, that's really small. And it seems to me it's relatively dangerous.
Yes, there was a doctor that put out that map that you're talking about, overlaid it on where the coronaviruses are. And it seemed to match up like the heaviest concentrations of 5G and corona match up very well. Now, of course, yes, what this is doing, it's killing our immune system. It's poisoning us. And it's not the virus. The virus is, I tried to explain this before. I'll be very succinct. When I was 45 years ago, I told my friends, when trees are attacked by predators, they talk to each other. They send out chemical signals to say, put out your defenses. I was laughed at and everything. I knew I was right. And of course I am right. But, and that was 45 years ago. I'm saying the same thing now. A virus is the communicator. It's telling you that you've been poisoned. It's the same thing. And this is how we create the viruses. There's like 280 trillion viruses in your body. You're mostly a virus. All right, much more than the bacteria, which are around 60 trillion, and or your blood red blood cells, which is the numbers are all over the place, but trillion, tens of trillions of blood red blood cells. So you're mostly a virus. We are a virus, and it's a beyond a complex system that is running us, an interdependent system from many different ways that are creating our body, because we're mostly just air.
We'll be right back. Sebastian, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sweden. Yes.
The rest of your life with over 50 different...
All righty. We are back, and we have Sebastian in Sweden. And
Sweden. Thank you, Sweden. We love you, Björnborg.
So tell us about life in Sweden and how you're enjoying life, just like you always have, without all of these instructions to stay 6 feet away and wear a mask.
Well, actually, they have things when you go into certain shops, you should stay 6 feet away. They had these things, the tape they taped on the floor. And but other than that, it's just basically it's normal life. I'm living in the country. I'm not living in the city. I moved from Stockholm. It was like almost 10 years ago. I'm retiring now. I'm 72. So I'm in the risk zone, as they call it. But I think it's good. Because now they open the grocery stores an hour early for people that are 70 plus, so that means I can go in and shopping, and it's not too many people there, so it goes faster. So I don't mind these little, but we don't have any sort of big lockdowns or anything.
By the way, Sebastian, Sweden has a mortality rate of around 150 deaths per million, which is well. And by the way, the supposed virus hits hardest in the most northern latitudes, where Sweden is. And yet there are countries in Europe that have 300, 400, 500 deaths per million, way above Sweden, which are in complete lockdown. Why is this? This Sweden is like what I call the Bank of North Dakota. It is the outlier.
Right.
It's the outlier. Bless you guys. Go ahead.
I think it's politics too, because like the government, they were only down about they weren't hardly just 20% in the last polls before Corona, the virus came, or the flu, or whatever you want to call it, and after that they got up and they used to have Löfven, the prime minister, used to have the common market, the EU flag behind him all the time. But when this happened, he started having the Swedish flag behind him and wearing a Swedish lapel pin, and now they're off over 30%. But of course, we have elections in 2 years' time. 2022 is the biggest, in September 2022. And before that, the Swedish Democrats were up way up around 29%, 5% above the Social Democrats. So now I think this is a lot of politics, too. But in a way, one good thing has happened is because they have in Scandinavia or even in Europe, they've made it harder for people to come in through the borders. So now they've people that were smuggling narcotics or weapons are being caught now at the borders, which is a good thing. And also we don't get as many immigrants from the Middle East and Africa now. And I think this is something that's going to be detrimental for the common market, for EU. People in Europe are so mad at the EU now because they did absolutely nothing. They did what they did is said keep the planes coming in from China, from you know.
Right. They didn't stop. They did everything wrong.
So this is a good thing because we're going to have more people wanting to get out. We're going to have more Brexit. They're going to have the Italians are already talking about it now, and I think it's a good thing.
The WHO, they did so many things wrong. It seems like they were trying to make this happen, and it still hasn't happened. And, you know, I'm going to reiterate what I said 2 weeks ago.
I think it backfired on them.
Of course it backfired. For anybody that has two brain cells or a double-digit IQ, more than a double-digit IQ, they get it. We were told in the United States that there's going to be 2.2 million deaths. Okay? Now they're saying it's going to be below 60,000. So we're talking being an order of four magnitudes off. All right? So they put out this fear. And they did this everywhere in Europe, in England, and all the major players to get the media to be able to put these things. And you saw everybody followed the lead of China, of the lockdown, except Sweden. Sweden, you can go up into groups of 50 people. That's it. There are certain requirements in Sweden also, but the telltale sign is deaths per million. Just like I said, they're changing all the death certificates here in the United States to COVID-19, okay? I'm not going to get into it. It is beyond belief that they're changing. The con is in. They put out from the CDC, right from the top to all 50 states, they said even if it's just presumptive that you sign off COVID ID and they get paid money on the back end to do this, $13,000, blah, 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 blah. So the numbers are so super inflated on this that it's beyond belief, the death tolls. And so nobody even knows the true numbers, which is not good for a lot of different reasons. But the numbers are nothing compared to what they first said. And so every which way that this is, it's been done for nefarious reasons, but yet it still hasn't manifested itself. And they're going to say, they're going to take credit for it. They're going to say, oh, well, you know what? It was our help. It was our saying keep the distance in lockdown that prevented this pandemic from spiraling out of control. So they're going to take credit for it through their media. And they're starting to already turn on the game. But another thing I wanted to bring up, there's a natural curve in this thing that is not happening in certain countries. And New York State is one of them. There's a natural curve that is not happening. And why it's not happening is that they're padding the numbers on the back end to prolong this thing for as long as possible. And this is now out in the open for people to see with eyes to see. And I know it's deep into this thing, but it's happening. And they're not letting – what is happening is they're not letting go of it. They're trying their best not to let go of this monster that they've created. Another thing, which I brought up 2 weeks ago, the bottom line here is – you take a look at the mortality rates for the last 10 years by week or by month in all the countries, and you take a look at them this year. They're going to be around the same. Mm-hmm. As far as I saw, they're the same. So even if they pad the numbers, it doesn't matter. And they will change those numbers, guaranteed. They will change these numbers. But in the meantime, find out the numbers of what died in your country last year, the year before, the last 10 years, and what died this winter and this spring. And you'll see they're the same. And so that's the end of that game. And Sweden, by the way, bless you guys, because you're like the Bank of North Dakota in my eyes. You're the person, and I don't know how they allowed you to do this. because but they seem to like let one thing happen so maybe they can laugh at us. I don't know. But
oh, it's a Scandinavian nature.
No, but well, Belarus is also open, but you don't hear Belarus. I told you this thing 2 weeks ago, and yes. I heard Michael bring it up. He's the only other person I ever saw bring it up. Belarus's president said, "Go take a walk, you idiots."
Yes.
And so they're the only two countries in Europe that said this.
Wow. It's
so we have. It's
come on, boy.
Come
on. Okay.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Come on.
Yes. Sebastian.
Yes, thank you.
Say hello to your dog.
Yes.
Yes.
No,
bless
I have two
heart.
Cats. I got the dude. He just came home. He wants. I got to give you some food.
Yes.
It's my male
thank
cat.
You so
okay.
Much for calling. Take care. All righty. Chance in West Virginia.
Yes. Hello, Deanna. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Sweden surprises me. I mean, they let in the radical Muslims and have the rape and the murders, but yet they don't fall for the hoax of
exactly.
this coronavirus. I can't put my finger on that. Mark,
that's
I got a question.
By the way, I was trying to say without saying it. What is going on here?
Oh,
they're doing
right.
it on purpose. Right. They would do all this other stuff and ruin their country, but they're not doing it with this. Like they were told, let this be an outlier just so they can laugh at people's faces. I don't know why, but it was done on purpose.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very
Mark,
interesting that you brought that up, Chance.
Yeah, Mark, you said something before that I want to touch on, and I want to try to add a little philosophical and spiritual portion to it. You really hit close to home. You just as well could have been describing me when you said you speak to certain people, they trusted your opinion, and then all of a sudden you hit on one thing, and they turn against you. The same thing has happened to me so many times. You know, I have to wonder if knowing all this is a blessing or a curse. And, you know, and I've come to the conclusion maybe in this life it's a curse, and the next life it's a blessing. I don't know.
No, it's a blessing. Ignorance is not bliss. It's a blessing. People, you're not the only one that thinks this. I mentioned the Dollar Vigilante early on in this that I've been following him. And his last piece that I just watched last night, he said the same thing you're saying now. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? And Mark, nobody in their right mind would choose to be in this position that we're in. To be ridiculed,
right?
You
and
know?
That's another thing that why people that love you and know you and respect you. And by the way, it's not just done for anything; it's done for the biggest things. It's done
and,
for the biggest
and, you know,
things.
You could, like you like, said, I was proven right over and over, and they'll admit it to you, and they'll be astounded by you, you know. But then they'll turn on you with one particular thing. And now the law of averages says. It only stands to reason that, hey, if this person was right so many other times, you know, why don't we listen to them? And this is where the spiritual aspect comes in, Mark. And I didn't learn this in church because church to me, it promotes a false sense of Christianity. It's more about camaraderie. It's not true spirituality. It's like a bar drinking buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get true spirituality, you have to get it on your own. You have to get it on your own.
Take the middleman out.
Yeah,
yes.
Take the middleman out because, like I said, it's a false sense of security. It's all about camaraderie. And like I said, it's like a bar drinking buddy, you know? Isn't it uncanny, though? The things you mentioned earlier in the show, father versus son, mother versus daughter, right? This is what the Bible says. Noah was shunned by everybody, number two. And the Bible also says we are not to fear. See, so I mean, you can come to true spirituality on your own. As a matter of fact, that's the only way to come to. You realize we're living the Bible. Now, how many churchgoers, they could recite verses to you off the top of their head, but do they really know what they mean? I could read a verse in the Bible, and I could understand what it means.
Or did they live a Christian life? Now, I'm going to bring up something. A good friend of mine was the original founder of Earth Day. His name is John McConnell. And he was a true Christian. I put it out in my on Earth Day, a little paragraph about him. And the gist of it is, I interviewed him early on, and the original founder of Earth Day, and they stole it from him. I'm not going to get into all that, but what he said was, he was a true Christian to me. He told me the story that when he was a conscientious objector during World War II, they threw him in the brig for a few years. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was my litmus test of real Christians. This is why I say about people go to church and they're Christians, but they willingly give their sons and now daughters over to the Jew war machine. Right, yep. to kill. And it's like, yeah.
Who would think, Mark, that churches, any churches, would promote warfare? I mean, this has got to tell people something. Get the hell out. Get out. Read the Bible on your own. Study the Bible. Right. Read it on your own.
We should not be killing people, strangers in the Middle East.
We shouldn't be killing anyone.
Thou shalt not kill.
We shouldn't be killing anybody.
Right.
We shouldn't be killing anybody. Nobody. There's a time to kill.
Populations.
Chance, let me have 1 minute. I want to say this because I've been meaning to say this for a while. There's something called predictive programming. All right. And this is going to go along with your spirituality. Just give me a few seconds. I found this and I looked for it and I found it and I put it up. It's called Create Phony Crisis by The Simpsons. It was done by, and it's creating a phony pandemic crisis. It was from 1993. It's only 1 minute and 42 seconds long. Go to my site and you'll see it. And it's unbelievable. And then there's another one that came out. The spell was cast at the 2012 Olympics, okay? And it's only four minutes long. It is unbelievable. Okay, here's another thing. In October 2019, the British hard rock band The Darkness released an album entitled Easter is Canceled.
Wow.
All right? Wow. Now, here's another thing. This was the first people – I mentioned this 2 weeks ago on Holy Saturday. This is the first time Easter services were canceled.
Oh, yes.
Since the
Edict of Milan in 313.
And you would think every church would stand up.
Yes, I'm getting goosebumps.
You would think every church, like they should stand up and say, no, you do not come between me and my Lord. No, they didn't, though. So that should tell you something, too.
1,707 years.
Yep.
They have had free Easter services. Except for this year. If that doesn't wake you up, I can't say that's the top of the totem pole. Bless us all for what they are doing is blinding us. And we have to try with the best love and knowledge we can to impart this, because what is coming down the road is beyond nightmarish if we let it happen. And for the grace of God, there go I. We can't let this happen. Truth wins. Truth wins. The light wins. That's the way the game is played. So we're going to win. And against all odds, it seems beyond all odds. It's insurmountable odds. There's no way we're getting out of this. But we will. And this is because it's happened like this all the time. And this is the way it is. The truth wins in the end. And so that's why I do what I do to the best of my God-given abilities to research and put out to as many people as possible, and through the love of Deanna and RBN to let me have this platform to more or less like preach this sermon. And I meant that, because of 1,707 years we've had Easter services, except for this year. And so wake up. Wake up to everything that is happening, and all these predictive programmings. This is not the only. There's more of them. I just didn't put them down, but I found other predictive programmings. So it's like 9/11. How many predictive programmings there were right before, with 22 years or so before 9/11, since Israel knew they were going to do it. They were putting out predictive programming on 9/11. All right, and so I mean, in this one, in the Olympics, it's beyond unbelievable. It starts off with a virus look. You won't believe it. And then you have some guy sick in a bed, and it's Boris, what's his name, the Prime Minister of England, Boris Johnson. It's him in 2012 in a bed, sick. And it's like, wait a second, that's what got me in this, that. And I was like, oh, my God. But then I realized that the Rockefeller Institute put this out in 2010, this plan. And this plan, by the way, it goes back a lot before that. Like I said, with the WHO website, that is beyond beyond incredible. You take a look at it. Please go to it. I think I put the link in the thing. And if you want it, you can email me and I'll send you the link. Or it's at WHO.int. And it's called Corona Disease, COVID, in parentheses, COVID-19, close parentheses, Training Simulation Exercise.
Right. That was the 201 situation?
No. This is something different. The 201 was, no, this is WHO. This is their website.
Okay.
The website that is, it goes from layer to layer to layer to layer to layer to layer to layer.
Okay.
With dozens and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of maybe links to what they're going to do.
Well, they depend on the population not really doing the work that investigating. If you go to the CDC, they will tell you right there that the flu vaccine says have not been effective for the last 20 years. They give you all this information. They put it right out there.
Yep, yep.
But most people are just really not, they're not looking. If you don't know something that you don't know, you don't think to look because people believe, oh, it's the CDC. Well, of course they're right. They're protecting us. All these ABC agencies of the U.S. government are designed and were originated to assist corporations, not to help the population.
Exactly, and it's taken and every nonprofit from you name it. Has been taken over by these same people or corrupted or whatever you want. They use as sock puppets for like the white helmets. You know,
right.
They have it. Of course, they know how to play every angle. This is what I mean about game theory warfare. They know every angle. And they know every psychological angle. And they know the fear psychological angles to pull so people don't do it. But it, like I said early on in the show, I the first few minutes was I almost turned it off, except it came from a source that I know was reputable and in good standing in my brain. And so I listened longer, and as soon as I just went, oh, my God, I realized they're telling us right up front in this WHO document, all the layers when you see it, it's all there. And by the way, I saw another video just two nights ago, and I put it out. Some guy came out and went into the CDC's website, and they actually are telling you presumed deaths and this kind of death and that thing, and it's really only 4,000 when they're saying it's 20, in their own document.
Right.
And so inside their own documents are the truth, but they'll tell you the worst case-like scenario of every one of them, but they don't tell you what's really happening, even in their own documents. It's sort of like they have to do that. It's like, and I found this in other things, by the way. But go ahead, Deanna.
I think that they, families are very, very busy. It used to be that the mother was at home and the father was the breadwinner. And then in order to take in more taxes from the people, they promoted through various individuals, they promoted, oh, well, we should have equal pay for equal this. We should be able to have a job. We should be able to have a career. We should be able to have an abortion. We should be able to do all of this stuff. And you had the Betty Friedans of the world. And all of a sudden, the landscape of the United States just sort of changed. And now people are so busy. Families are so very, very busy. Government schools keep children involved in all of these sports activities. And
let me interject, because now they're not busy. They don't have that excuse. Now they're not busy. They're sitting at home and twiddling their thumbs in fear instead of trying to find, wait a second, something's wrong with this. And I just want to say this. The lockdown will be far worse than the supposed disease.
Oh, absolutely.
This. The Fed has injected way more than $10 trillion. Okay? This is from a March 27th article. Cash handouts and bond buying, $10 trillion plus deployed against the virus. That was March 27th, $10 trillion plus. It's way more. I'm telling you, this is going to come up to tens of trillions of dollars. And we're not getting it. We're getting $1,200, right? And I haven't got my check yet. Okay, but here's the real unemployment numbers are past 20%. there are 26.5 million jobs that now unemployment in the last few weeks, okay? And here's the other thing. But John Williams' Statoshot says it's now 38% unemployment.
Wow.
Even though government is saying it's 21%. But John Williams, who I trust very much, and his statostats.com, saying 38%. Now, here's another thing. Unemployment is a well-established risk factor in suicide. I spent some time on this last night. In fact, 1 in 3 people die by suicide are unemployed at the time of their deaths. For every 1 point increase in the unemployment rate, the suicide rate tends to increase 0.78. So almost 1%, 0.8%. One of the silent drivers is the most current suicide crisis, the high percentage of working age men not participating in the labor force. So let me just say this. I worked out the numbers real quick. 7,800 to 1% for every one increase of unemployment. The unemployment, let's just say it just went up 18%. Not as much as John's status. It went up from 3 to 21%. So that's 18% times 4. And that 0.78 out of the workforce would make it around 4,000 deaths for every 1% increase. So you go 18% it's just increased times 4,000 deaths, that's 72,000 suicides.
Wow.
A year, 72,000. That's what should happen around, somewhere around there. And that's just one aspect of the detrimental effect of the cure is worse than the disease.
Indeed.
Just one little small aspect. The ramifications are just staggering in other aspects everywhere. It's killing businesses. All small businesses are gone. Only behemoth multinational corporations.
Right.
So they're killing all the small businesses. This is
and many of those businesses, many families, live from paycheck to paycheck.
And yes, at least half the families live paycheck to paycheck. More than half the families only have $400 in their savings. This is all gone. You're going to start seeing bad things happen soon. And it's going to start happening in the cities. It's inevitable. And I say the litmus test is when the cheap sugar-run food is cut off, or they don't have enough money to buy their sugar-based food, because that's the only thing that keeps America together. I found this out when I did American Exceptionalism back in 2014. It got to me. It was the sugar. It was the food. The cheap. The United States has like the cheapest food in the world.
It's done on purpose.
Sure.
Because that's the bottom line. We can keep you satisfied with sugar-based food that keeps you all hypered up, and it's cheap as nothing to keep you subdued, actually.
And we're not talking sugar-based, we're talking carbo, high carbo.
Or corn syrup is in everything.
Right.
It's like they subsidize corn syrup beyond belief, and it's in like almost every product, or sugar is almost in every product. And so...
Wow. Well, bless your heart, Mark. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Yeah. Bless you, Diana. I love you. Thank you,
love
RBN.
You take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week. Have a beautiful week, despite everything that's going on.